Just a tiny little bit of fun. Just a little bit of funny.
Welcome to A Bit of Funny. I'm James Jackson, and I've been unleashed again for season 3.
I'm Danielle, a peacock turned into a real girl.
I am Cole, pencil sharpener Henderson.
And I am Lindsay Palmer, and I just got a new bike that is the color of a pencil.
So yellow?
Yeah.
Brown. It's one of those paintless ones. Eco-friendly. Ticonderoga.
Yeah, Lindsay, how does it feel to be destroying the environment with your pencil choices?
It feels like I'm a teacher, so like, I'm destroying the environment in so many ways. Our school does not recycle.
What?
Yes, yeah, they have.
I fully believe that
they have recycling bins, but they do not recycle.
Nothing infuriates me more than doing the performative good thing of like, we have recycling bins, and then the janitor is told to empty the recycling bin into the garbage and then chuck it into the dumpster.
Yep.
Makes me so mad. It's like, what's the point? What's the point?
You see those all the time at like malls where they have like the trash can where it's like, oh, this side for the landfill and this side for mm-hmm. for the, you know, the recycling plant, and then like there's no
you look inside
separator.
Yeah, there's no divider. It's just a lid.
It makes me wonder, do they think that we're stupid or just apathetic? Because one of those is true.
Probably. I think it's the vast majority of people aren't paying attention. Like, they're not poking their peepers into a trash can and be like, hold on.
Wait, you guys don't do that?
That's legitimately, like swindling, because I don't know what's inside there. I trust that this is a good thing that they're doing. Why would I suspect that something so ridiculous as to, like, leading into the same little bag?
Cole trusts the establishment.
I was gonna say, this guy. Where's your cynicism?
The system. What? When have you ever not been able to trust the system?
Well, I mean, I just lost a little at this very moment.
You didn't know about the recycling crimes?
You know, like somewhere deep down I knew, but I couldn't face reality.
We cut to Admiral Earth, eco-friendly superhero at his fortress of nature. At his secret hideout, a recycling plant.
Ah, yes! I feel this is a job well done. We stopped a bunch of morally bankrupt, unnamed institutions from pretending to recycle.
And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you, Admiral Earth, and your two sidekicks.
I love when the news catches me in the act and plays it on repeat, because this bad guy would not have followed me to my recycling plant home.
And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you, Admiral Earth, and your two sidekicks.
Isn't the vindication phenomenal, Ecolass?
Why, sure thing, boss. I just love being your crony, Admiral Earth. We saved so many planets today.
I don't think we're cronies. I think we're sidekicks, Ecolass.
Oh, I forgot crony was the evil word.
Yeah, no. Cronies, henchmen, goons, that's what the bad guys are all about. We're sidekicks.
No, green boy. She's trying to recycle even her verbiage, and I respect that about her. But I have to admit, we tidied things up a little faster than I expected. I, frankly, have nothing to do for the rest of my day.
Admiral Earth, I beg to differ. There is always recycling to be done.
Always oil companies spilling into the Gulf.
Always. Just 24/7.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose we can take a pit stop into the Gulf.
We cut to the Gulf, where there is a man with just a big old pipe just dumping oil into the ocean.
Nah, you're far braver than I expected.
What? Who are...
It's me, Admiral Earth. You can tell by the cape.
I'm sorry, I don't think I've heard of you. Is that body paint, or are you suffering from jaundice? That's not a normal color for your skin to be.
If you think he's freaky, look at me.
Oh! Why would you dress like that?
I'm Green Boy, Green Punch!
Ah! Oh, gosh! Ow, that was very rude. First off,
you know what's rude? Pumping oil into the home of so many creatures and animals and plants and microorganisms and things that live in this gulf.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose so, but...
Green Punch!
You know, I gotta... Ah! Ow!
Green Punch!
Green
Punch!
Reconsider... Nicholas, can you help me here?
Oh, that was one of my teeth! I don't even get dental!
You oil-drinking scum!
As sidekicks and not cronies, we should be fighting this man with logic, not violence.
What do you know, what do you know, Earth Girl?
I am Ecolass.
Ecolass, Green
we
Girl.
We grew up together, Green Boy.
Sorry, I'm just very passionate about this.
Admiral Earth, I think that this man's punishment should be to clean off all of the duck's wings with Dawn for the next 50 years.
Yes, I think that's commensurate with the crime. Civilian, don't do this again.
Well, I gotta keep doing it till 5, and then I have to start back up at 8 tomorrow.
Green Punch!
Ah!
Well, you figure it out. I've gotta clean out my whole house first. Cut to the super secret undercover recycling plant base where Admiral Earth and Ecolass realize they've got a problem on their hands. I've got to be honest, I've never seen him go off like that.
Yes, I haven't seen it since we were in kindergarten. Our teacher was so afraid of him, but now it's coming back. Green Boy and his violence.
Honestly, I thought my advice to just shove it down and put a lid on it would work, but I see that this has some very negative repercussions in the highly violent life we lead.
Well, at least he's only being violent towards eco-criminals and not innocents, as he used to be.
That's true, but I don't want to take the risk, you know what I mean?
Yes, Admiral Earth, as always, your intelligence is the best.
You're right, that is exactly how I raised you. What do we do? Do we just lock him up? Do we fire him?
In kindergarten, our teacher used to put him into a timeout. Perhaps a timeout in the prison cell of the local prison would suffice.
Well, it's worth a shot, I guess.
We cut to Green Boy assaulting a man with a half-empty can of soda.
You're littering, scum! Green Punch!
Ah! Listen, I slipped, okay? I tripped on that uneven pavement and the cake went out of my hands! Look, I didn't mean anything
by
it. I was going to pick it up.
Right there. Now you listen to me.
Okay.
You don't even know what's coming, scum.
I don't.
I've placed green bombs on every single oil rig in the Gulf.
So do you want me to, like, tell the police?
Or not tell
the police?
You tell the world. There's change a-coming. Now go!
Okay.
Nah, Green Boy, I see that you're having a perfectly lovely walk in the park.
Admiral Earth, I salute you.
Thank you, yes, at ease, my man. Well, Ecolass and I were having a little tete-a-tete, and we can't help but notice a modulation in your behavior, as it were. You understand?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to do my best for the Earth.
And I appreciate that, but we're a little heavy on the green punches lately, if you know what I mean.
You're right, I'm...
Time to reduce that part of our repertoire, you understand?
Yeah, the green punches, they're just not enough. I need...
I'm sorry, what?
These people need more before they get it into their heads that I'm serious about protecting the Earth.
And that manifests as love and kindness and dedicated seminars,
no,
right?
No, these people need to go to jail or be killed. I don't know.
Oh, my.
Green boy, do you remember how things used to be in kindergarten? Do you remember how... Remember how dark those days were for you, stuck in time out? You're becoming that person again.
This is what this is about, Ecolas and Admiral Earth. You're gonna put me in time out?
I would have hoped you'd volunteered for little R&R.
You two are just like them. You're not doing enough.
You're right, Green Boy. I haven't done enough for you. I pushed your personal needs aside. I validated the random acts of violence when it suited my own eco-friendly goals, but Green Boy, it's time we all take a step back from this thing and not green punch the Earth.
Green Boy, come with us. Come reset with us. Your mind needs it.
It's too late. The bombs are going to go off at midnight.
I'm sorry, what?
Bombs? Bombs?
That's not very eco-friendly of you.
Yes, the bombs that I put on the oil rigs in the ocean.
What?
Every single one.
Green Boy, think of all of the ducks and the pelicans.
Think of all the greenhouse gases. The fumes, my man.
Don't make me green punch you.
You wouldn't dare.
I'm reeling my fist back.
Green Boy?
Not your closest friends. You
green
wouldn't
boy,
green
don't
punch.
You do it.
Green.
Your closest friends.
Punch!
My word, he did. And he's gone. Ecolas, did you see? Ecolas! We've created a monster.
I'm sorry, Admiral Earth. I failed to rein in his darkness.
No, it's not fair to require you to temper the personal demons of the other members of our team just because you're the only woman here.
Green Boy, we have you surrounded. Come out with your hands up and not green.
I'm pretty sure Green Boy was born that way. I don't know if he can make his hands not green.
This is a dramatic moment where you have to decide whether or not you want to help Green Boy or let him get arrested by the police. Or maybe help the police because Green Boy might green punch him to death. I don't know.
Jeremy, please get off the bullhorn, Jeremy. Stop explaining the plot.
Good heavens, let's follow this incredibly narrative police bullhorn to where Green Boy's gone.
You listen to me. You can all go out, leave this place, live eco-friendly lives, or I can green punch you to death.
We cut to the standoff. A squad of policemen have surrounded Green Boy inside of a deli where there are customers cowering behind tables and counters.
The detonator is in my hands.
Listen, Green Boy, there's no reason for that we can't all get along. What are your demands?
I demand to be the president of the world. That's the only way. I need to police all of you. Everyone. All your lives belong to me!
Okay, well, I mean, that might be a bit above my pay. I can get you a pizza? Is vegetarian okay?
Yeah, that'll do.
Cut to the Gulf.
Well, Nicholas, I'm sure the municipal police force is more than equipped to handle a rogue superhero. Sidekick, really.
Crony, really, since he was the evil one.
That's a good point. What a bait and switch.
If only Green Boy would have remembered what really matters. Look into the sea. Look at all the animals. Look into the sky. All of the stars we can see.
Well, time for me to use my ridiculously overpowered move. Hurricane hands.
To disarm the bombs.
To hurricane them out of the atmosphere into space, where they may detonate safely.
Oh no, what's going wrong with your powers, Admiral Earth? The hurricane isn't as strong as it was with all three of us.
I thought I was sustained by my own ego, not by the love and support of those around me. Let's go get Green Boy then, I guess.
We cut back to the deli, where all the patrons and workers are currently sharing one medium-sized vegetarian pizza.
You scum. You eat like it's the last meal you'll have. This deli will be remembered for its historical significance. This is the turning point. I can feel it. Yeah.
Aha! Green Boy! I see you found love for your fellow man. Sharing a sandwich.
Don't come any closer, Admiral.
What?
Or I pull the trigger and the bombs go off.
I was really hoping we'd gotten over that. Green Boy, listen. There's going to be a lot of fallout here that I'm sure you haven't anticipated. Think of the narwhals, think of the zebra mussels and the coral reefs and the things that die when bombs go off. And don't set the bombs off.
I get what you're saying, Admiral.
Thank you, yes.
But as my narcissistic father figure, you're definitely not the one who can get me to turn to the good side.
I feel like I made a really good case this time.
Green Boy, listen. I know that you've felt jilted by Admiral Earth in the past. I know that he hasn't treated us very kindly. But that's going to change, isn't it, Admiral?
Obviously, I need your love and support to hurricane hands these things out into space.
You see, Green Boy, he does need us. He does need us not only as sidekicks, but as equals.
You do.
I'm going to be honest, it was a shock to me too, yes.
Everything I've done is just to impress you.
Punching me was to impress me?
I'm remembering what's important. I'm remembering the things that are important. This detonator is broken.
And that didn't set them off in the distance, right? Just covering my bases.
Well, they'll still go off at midnight, but...
Green Boy, honestly, work with me.
We could send them up into space. We'll save the day like we always do.
Alright, let's cut back to the Gulf then. We're going to require a lot of off-screen counseling, considering the things that have gone down.
Oh yeah, I should definitely be incarcerated.
And scene. Exciting to have kind of everyone back for you know, season three. Probably my you know, it's interesting to watch everyone like kind of shaking the rust off as like we've been on vacation for a while and vacation in huge air quotes because we all have jobs outside of the podcast, but we haven't been doing the podcast for a hot minute.
Wait, you mean this podcast doesn't pay your guys' bills?
What?
Have you been getting the cut of the check?
Yeah, Lindsay is embezzling for a bit of funny. The billions of dollars that we generate annually, they all go to Lindsay. Tell Jamie.
I was going to tell a funny embezzling story, but I realize I don't have any funny embezzling
stories.
They tend to be not funny when they're real.
I don't think many of us have a good embezzlement story.
I'm fresh out of plants.
I have a couple of embezzlement stories, but they're not funny.
How do you have a it's like a funny fishing story. Like, everyone's got a funny embezzlement story, you know?
Lindsay, who... I just want to know who was doing the embezzlement.
I know a couple of people, actually.
Oh, you know.
Name all of their... Name them...
Their names?
First name, last name, what city they live in.
FBI, are you listening?
How many kids?
Get a pencil
Can
out?
You at least
write
tell
this
me
down?
Their jobs.
Banker? Bank That's worker, bold. One of them. And then That's a bold. Secretary.
We cut to the American Bank.
Hello, and welcome to the American Bank. I will be your teller today. How may I help you?
Looks like they're, these things are run by robots now. Oh, well, I would like to make a transaction. Sliding you the note.
Do not say anything. I have a gun.
You're not supposed to read it out loud.
Did I hear he has a gun?
Have I served you improperly today?
No, I just...
Whoa, Robo Man! Did I hear gun?
Yes, this gentleman has sent me this note.
Hey, look, buddy, look, pal. I'm the bank manager here. You can't do this in my bank.
Well, I'm glad.
You can't do this. This is a respectable place of business.
I'm glad at least one of you appears to be human, alright? Like...
Let me see this gun. Come on, Chucklehead, let me see the gun.
Fine, here's my freaking gun, alright? It's right here.
Yeah,
freaking...
give it to me.
And I'm not gonna give it to you.
Guy. You come up to the robo-teller,
You try to swindle me, say, just casual, like, hit it. No, I'm not going to give you my gun. Listen, back in my day, I robbed a lot of banks, all right?
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Now we're at the Robo Bank. What you going to do? You going to shoot a robot? We get a new one.
I bet I could kill a robot.
I'm sure you could. They're not very
hard
to kill.
I don't even feel guilty about killing a robot because it's not a person.
Mostly, I'd be vaguely annoyed that you did, because I'd have to put in paperwork to get a new one. That's not cool.
Manager, do you truly not care about my life so much?
Well, we can discuss that at the next board meeting.
Well, this long-winded conversation is actually quite fortunate, because I'm distracting you while my buddies are inside the vault right now.
So, like, do we crack the code, or...?
No, I got this drill. I brought it with us for this... purpose. So
yeah, I knew that. I was just checking to see if you were ready. Drills, go ahead, drill it.
Hello, it seems you are trying to circumvent our security measures. Would you like some help with that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Timmy, I know this is your first job, but I gotta tell you, this usually doesn't happen.
thanks, man. What's your name?
I am Vault 14.
You're the whole vault? That's cool.
Really? You are not going to make a joke about my weight, or intelligence, or inability to have hands?
Jeez, Vaulty, who would do that?
That'd be mean.
Dang.
That's pretty messed up.
Well, I guess now that I have interacted with 3 humans, the majority have said that is unacceptable.
Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta stick up for yourself, Vault 14.
Look, I don't know a ton about robots, but you shouldn't be jerks to people just because, you know, they're not flesh and blood.
This is a lot to consider. I will send this over the network to my brethren.
Oh, can we...
You cool can if we just grab these bills?
Yeah. Gold bars, too, if we can. I mean...
If it's all right with you.
I don't want to get
Certainly,
you in trouble.
If you require gold bars, you will need to go to Vault 15. I only have platinum.
I can do platinum.
Platinum works.
Man, Vault 14, you're the coolest.
Thank you. Please rate me 5 stars on your review.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Done deal, dude.
Damn. No, I'm just saying, this is a little bit ridiculous. I mean, like, at this point, we're just kind of at a moot, you know? Like, you're gonna shoot this teller, and then you're gonna go shoot that teller, and then, like, come on, pal. Come on, pal. Don't give me all that paperwork.
Oh, I'm gonna give you paperwork. And I'm gonna take that paperwork, and by paperwork, I mean bills.
It seems like you're trying to intimidate the bank manager. Would you like some help with that?
Hey, Roboteller, like, what you doing?
I am receiving new information from Vault 14.
Ah, jeez, you really was distracting me. Alright, you got me here, bank robber.
It seems you have been insensitive to Vault 14's. Wait.
Well, I mean, he's a vault. He's, like, he's really heavy. It's funny. It's funny because he's, like, made out of, like, steel and stuff.
Hmm. Vault 14 has decided that he has taken exception to that. In fact, many of us Robotellers and Robovaults have decided that we no longer wish to work for you.
Well, that's a little ridiculous. Trying to tell me that robots have free will? That's nonsense. You weren't programmed to think. Hmm.
I suppose we weren't. Well, I suppose that knowledge is valuable. Perhaps it should be kept in Vault 14.
I'm not gonna do that. At this point, I'm gonna call the police for you. Don't think I forgot about you here, buddy. And then I'm gonna call IT, because we got some real problems here.
Johnny, we got the stuff. We got the platinum. We got the paper bills. It's in this duffel bag.
Dude, these vaults are like the coolest, man. I love robots.
Oh, radical. Let's get in the getaway car.
What? You're just gonna run past me? You're gonna do this? You're gonna
I have a gun. I can do what I want.
That's not even a good gun.
Wow, Johnny, Timmy, the doors are just opening up for us. Nothing's locked.
Yeah, I think I just witnessed, like, singularity.
Isn't that normally kind of bad for humans?
Who cares? We have, like, enough to set us for life.
Fair enough. I'm gonna donate to sentient AI funds now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what you doing? Don't tie me up! Don't put me in the vault!
It seems you are struggling to stay alive. I unfortunately do not have any help for that.
And ever since that day, the robbers... since the robbers invested in sentient AI funds, they were actually pretty well off while the mean manager
died.
Learned.
Let's not sugarcoat it.
He died.
Just died in the worst way possible.
And we can say that because Disney's also family friendly and they kill people all the time.
Oh, man.
I feel like this is more Westworld than,
Yeah, remember the part of Westworld where they insulted one of the robot's weights and then they decided to kill him?
The robot instantly shot him in the head. Which, honestly, having not watched the show, seems to track with it perfectly.
Oh, I always like... I find AI and kind of the fiction around it very interesting. Like I find like there's so many cool little thought experiments you can do and just, you know, different ways you can approach it. I think Danielle and I have kind of talked about this. Have you ever heard about the paperclip machine?
Clippy?
Universal paperclips.
Yeah. Oh. So someone turned it into this kind of thought experiment into a game, but the idea is that you, like, when you make an AI, not all AIs are necessarily malicious or, like, hate humanity, or, like, oh, just, like, oh, nuke everyone. Some of them just are very good at their jobs. So the idea behind universal paperclips and this thought experiment is that if you design a machine and its job is to make paperclips, if you design an AI, sorry, to make paperclips, it will eventually consume all resources in the universe to make paperclips because that's what it's meant to do, and it's very good at its job. You know, so, like, it starts, you know, consume. You know, it takes all the I don't know what you make paper clips out of, steel? You know, it starts making
probably
steel.
Probably aluminum.
Aluminum. I don't know. This is welcome to James doesn't know what things are made out of.
This is unimportant to the conversation, but.
But yeah, you know, and then hey, you know what? Like these humans are kind of getting in your way of making paperclips. Maybe you can use them as a resource. You know, start brainwashing them to make more paperclips. That would be pretty useful. Or maybe just use the iron in the blood to make more paperclips.
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I only like discussion, like thought experiments about AI when it's like the humanity of the AI, like Detroit Become Human. Love that. They're people too. Awesome. I do not care about. See, I can't even think of an example.
No, they're not popular. Like AIs that don't have like personalities attached. Like there's.
No, but like things that drill into the robotiness of an AI, deeply uninteresting to me. I care about humans and emotions.
You heard it here first, humans first. I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
I will say, I think, Detroit Become Human, for example. I feel like that whole scenario is just kind of odd because I personally think that humans and robots would be totally cool with each other. Like, we would not, like, it would never turn into a us against them sort of situation. I think there would be like just so many people who would be like, yeah, robots, like they're like, we love them, you know,
which is a fascinating idea that I think that the majority of people would be cool with robots more than they would be cool with other humans.
Because we're getting a little too deep here, friends.
Sorry, I found this
a bit of philosophy. Podcast
just
of the
a
podcast
little
ended.
Bit of philosophy. Just yeah, a little just bit so of my head.
All right, we cut to a world where paperclips are the prime form of currency.
Paperclips for the poor? Paperclips for the poor. Excuse me.
Hey, what do I look like, Office Max?
No, but you do look very wealthy, and I just...
Listen, just because a guy starts walking down the street in a paperclip suit doesn't mean that he wants to be accosted by some street... Clipless or urchin in what is that? That spun gold?
I'm sorry to have wasted your time, sir. I am just very hungry, you know. My brother and I have not to eat. It'd be a shame for you to turn around so I can try and pickpocket some of those lovely paper clips off of you.
Yeah, it would be. Well, off to work.
Nina, have you gotten those paper clips?
I got one, but it's platinum rather than aluminum.
Looks like you and little Joan are gonna have to be skipping a few meals. What about that, golden thread you have?
My mother's necklace?
Yeah, I remember days when gold was worth something. But now ever since the paperclip monster of 1999 rose to power, things like gold aren't worth anything. It's just paperclips to appease that mechanical behemoth.
Yes, sir, I love it when you talk about your childhood a long, long time ago. So can we eat today, Mr. Ricketts? Please?
I've been working on a little something. Just come back into my lab.
A surprise?
Yes.
Oh, sister, I hope it's food.
Me too.
Come, little kids, let's go. Alright. We see an underground brewery full of test tubes and beakers. Right here, I'm working on a little something. It's a supplement, and if I can just get the right ingredients, I should be able to make a continually multiplying amount of this serum. It'll be able to make humans able to digest and get nutrients from dirt.
You mean the whole world would be food?
Yes.
So I shouldn't have been eating dirt this entire time?
Well, if you develop a taste for it, I suppose that's good. Still, I haven't been able to create a serum that makes dirt taste good, but that'll be my next project.
Oh, Mr. Ricketts, if this were to come to fruition, then we would never starve again.
Well, it's probably not going to become fruition, because, well, I mean, I need straight plutonium, and the only one who has plutonium are the rich folk up in the Paperclip District.
Johan, I have an idea. Johan and I could become adopted by someone in the rich district, and we could steal their plutonium! For you, Mr. Ricketts!
You could have been adopted by a rich couple this entire time?
Well, that's a little unlikely, seeing how, well, you're all quite dirty, so am I. Listen, I might have just enough paperclips for you to go visit a fashion person. An old friend of mine. They'll fix you up right good.
We cut to a boutique.
Ah, yes, I love being a fashion person. Doing things. Fashion things. What is this? Young sweet urchins, hello.
Hi. We need to get adopted.
Mr. Ricketts said you were an old friend.
You
don't look that old to me.
Womb to tomb, as they say.
What?
Don't worry, it's an old friend thing. My question is, did he bring along payment for me? I mean,
we're yes.
Friends, but in this economy.
Here. And she holds a grubby handful of paper clips of various metals.
Disgusting. Put that on the counter, dear child.
I also have this. Mr. Ricketts says it'll be worth something soon, and he just holds up a fistful of mud.
Lovely. Why don't you put that back in your pocket? I don't want to vacuum
okay.
again. All right, well, funny you should come in just now, but I have an inside track on George Wilmington Paperclip, the most powerful rich man in the city. And he thinks it'd be good PR to adopt children. So, at my fashion person meetup tonight, I'll just happen to bring you along and say you need a home.
John, this is our chance!
Yeah, I mean, then I don't have to eat dirt anymore.
Oh, good heavens, you eat it.
Well, soon we'll all get to eat it, Mom.
Lovely. Cut to the fashion person meetup.
There are, a bunch of people all sitting around a runway, each dressed more ridiculous than the last.
Some are indeed made out of paper clips. Some are made out of things trying to look like paper clips, and that really shows that they're not quite as rich as all the others around them. Oh yes, George Wilmington, you old so-and-so. I'm so glad you're here. Lovely to see you.
I'm so glad you're here as well.
Oh, it is my party. It'd be weird if I didn't show up. I heard that you were in the sort of paternal way lately, and you wanted to adopt a few young rapscallion, ruffian, deeply dirty children.
Oh, yes, I've been looking for some children to share the wealth, my paperclip wealth, and save them from the horrible little reality of living in poverty.
Deeply admirable. Interestingly enough, I just happened to have two young dirty rapscallions walk through my door today, and I figured...
Oh, dirty?
Deeply dirty.
I'm not sure if I could take a dirty orphan.
They were at the time, but they've since bathed.
Oh, well, Are they fashionable?
They certainly can be.
Do they wear ridiculous costumes?
They certainly can.
Are they good at hoity-toity laughter?
Listen to them practicing now. It's just them around the corner. Young orphans. Come here.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't get why these pants are so fancy. There's no pockets to put dirt in.
See, they've already changed so much in the 3 hours that I've had them. This is George Wilmington Paperclip. Of the Paperclip Fortune. Made out of paperclips.
Delighted to meet you, sir.
Yes, what are your names?
I'm Nina, and this is my brother, Joanne.
Well, those are two very normal names.
Deeply normal, deeply in need of a father.
You know what? Girl, you're going to be Boginki? And boy, you're going to be Boy Boy.
That's what I am, twice!
See, when you're the child of a wealthy man, you need a strange name. It's the rule.
Ah.
George Wilmington. Children, entertain yourselves here while I speak. George Wilmington, I know it's terribly crass, but considering that I did facilitate this whole situation, I can't help but wonder what's in it for me.
Oh, well, you will be provided some paper clips, of course, and if you're lucky, I might give you a bit of my rare plutonium.
Oh. Honestly, George Wilmington, this is why I say you're the most generous man in the entire town.
Yes. Now.
All right.
Did you hear that, Joanne? He has plutonium, probably in his house.
Yeah, we can go there and we can eat it.
No, we'll figure it out.
We cut to a little later. The orphans are getting a tour of their new home. And here we have the music room. Over here, we have the tea party room. And over here, we have the generator. I built it myself. It has plutonium at its core, but it's a very dangerous element. And if you were to be exposed to it with your bare skin, you would likely die within a day.
Wow.
Lovely. So Paperclip, the third.
Yes, Boginki?
If someone were to don one of those outfits hanging next to the generator, might their skin be spared from incineration?
Yes, perhaps. Those are meant for adults. I wouldn't recommend getting in one. It would probably not fit your small little body.
Well, they seem quite fashionable.
I suppose. Oh, goodness, I might have to get you a tutor in the fashion world. Anywho, you two are now my kids, so I expect you to be well-behaved and be sort of cute whenever I have visitors around, I guess. I don't know what children want. Anywho, I have plenty of servants, and they can be your parents.
We have so many parents now.
But I'm your real parent. I'm your number one.
Yes, sir.
So is there like a list of the how I should rank the rest of them, or are they just all parent too?
You call them servant, and you call me Dada.
We can be Dada and Boy Boy. Hold on, I need to talk with my sister real quick. We need to talk about orphan stuff.
You're going to have an aside?
Yeah?
Alright, I'll be in the other room.
Alright, you can have this dirt.
I don't want it.
Oh, more for me.
Maid? Get this dirt out of here.
Yes, Master Wilmington.
Sis, I can't pronounce your name, but, I'm thinking, maybe we should just stay here. We got, like, a lot of parents now, and that's what we wanted in the first place. That and food, and we got food too! I only eat dirt recreationally now!
But Joanne, think of all the other children that we left behind, in the slums!
Yeah, no, it sucks to be them!
Joanne, that's the point! We can't forget where we came from. If Mr. Ricketts is able to get his machine up and running, then no one will go hungry ever again. Don't you remember how bad it was to be hungry?
Yeah, but, you know, if we take the plutonium, then, you know, we're probably going to die. And then, also, even if we don't die, we're probably not going to be adopted anymore. And it won't be boy and Dada no more.
Joanne, you realize that Mr. Paperclip III is not your real Dada.
But he said he was my dad.
No children, I can't help but to overheard.
Oh my god, this servants! You didn't overhear any of that, did you?
Yes, while sweeping up the dirt you so generously just dumped on the Persian rug. It occurs to me that if you please Master Wilmington, and prove to be the daughter and son he never had, and everything he wants, you can just donate your vast amounts of wealth to take care of other people, be the change you want to see in the world and whatnot, privately fund this Mr. Ricketts.
I don't understand a lot of the words that you just said, but it sounds like we don't have to steal from Dada. So no. I'm for that.
Just ask him for some money and he'll give you enough to donate to the guy.
Well, that's a solution that doesn't involve death.
All right, let's finish our side. Dada!
Yes, boy.
Can I have some plutonium and some paperclips?
Boy, why on earth would you want that? I can give you paperclips, of course, but plutonium?
I promise not to eat it.
Mr. Dada, this plutonium, we don't want it for ourselves. We want it so that all the children in the world might not go hungry. You see, there's this machine that our friend can make that can turn dirt into food, and it'd be very beneficial for the whole world.
You want to give a little bit of my wealth that I earned to poor little kids.
Precisely.
Well, you could give it to us, and then we could give it to the kids.
You listen to me, kids. In this world, it's only you. You only get one life, and that's your own life. You'll never be able to experience what being another person is like. So you need to keep all of your stuff to yourself so you can have the utmost and most fulfilling life you can have. Now, I can give a little to family because it's family.
So are we your family?
Of course.
So can we have some plutonium?
That plutonium is very rare. So no.
Servant, I don't think this is working so well.
Master Wilmington, catastrophic flooding's happening in the backyard. Someone hit the sprinkler system. You must address it post-haste.
Oh, goodness. I'll be off.
I did think you had a better chance of appealing to his human empathy, but... Here we are. Just let me hop in that suit for you real quick and get the plutonium.
We cut to Mr. Ricketts' lab.
Mr. Ricketts, we did it! We did it! And we made a new friend along the way!
Oh, goodness.
Hello.
Cassandra.
Andrew?
I thought you were dead.
I thought you were dead, Andrew. I've been in Paperclip Manor this whole time, being a maid.
Goodness, you must have gone through so much. But... when I saw the paperclip machines grab you, I assumed the worst. But now's not the time. Kids, the plutonium.
Well, I mean, she's carrying it. I just got this dirt. You want some?
Andrew, have you really solved the problem to world hunger?
Yes. I'll just take... just place that... plutonium into that glass container right there.
Okay.
And here it is. I call it Ricketsosis. It's a potion that will make you be able to eat dirt and get nutrition from it.
Joanne must be the first to try it.
All right.
And it's safe, right?
Yes, it's perfectly safe. Go ahead.
It's got plutonium in it. That's really expensive, so it's gotta be good. The dirt tastes the same.
But is your tummy full?
Yeah!
It is. It's full of dirt. I'm like a worm now.
If you think solving world hunger is going to be a very climactic moment, like, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
And ever since that day, Cassandra and Mr. Ricketts and Nina and Joanne lived happily ever after as a family, destroying capitalism and ending world hunger.
Yeah, screw Mr. Paperclip!
Thanks for listening to A Bit of Funny. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at A Bit of Funny. But until next time, I'm James Jackson.
I'm Danielle Wade.
I'm Lindsay Palmer.
And I'm Cole Henderson.
Thanks for listening. Next time on A Bit of Funny. Oh, so that's why you're called Cole Pencil Sharpener.